Well, in looking at in trusting God for what He would like to spend time on tonight, and even maybe next week, we'll see if we carry this over, the subject over. I know that one of the things I heard said early on in Brother Hagin was, continually feed yourself in the area of faith and healing. Continually feed yourself in the areas, the subjects, Bible subjects of faith and divine healing and health. Reason being, somebody you know is going to be challenged or going to have opportunity to overcome in those areas, the area of healing, physical healing, when we talk about that. Now, when we talk about healing tonight, we're talking about in our physical bodies. We're not going to talk about any other type of healing. And we know God's well able to take care of all of it, right? And in one of the things in thinking about that is that, you know, God just didn't decide when He sent Jesus to all of a sudden start healing. God hasn't changed. He's always been a healer. Healing has always been part of God's character. It's God's nature. And so I want to run some Old Testament scriptures tonight, and we'll look at a couple New Testament as we have time. But I want us to look at these and to establish, because this lays a good foundation for us. These Old Testament references, you know, there's scriptures. He said, "I am the Lord; I change not." He's not a man that he's going to lie. God hasn't changed. As we said, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. I like to think of it this way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." It also says concerning Jesus that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I like to think of it this way. Truth is something that's the same no matter when. It doesn't change. Truth doesn't change. But you know, facts change all the time. And, you know, if you've got I've got a watch here with a second hand. I mean, every second, the fact of what time it is changes. Isn't that true? I mean, it goes around. But you know, something that's the same all the time never changes. And I found this out. When we apply the truth of God's word, we can change the facts of life. The truth of God's word, the proper application of God's word will change the truth or the facts that we've been given. You know, you go to the doctor, he's going to give you or she's going to give you what? The facts as they know them. Do the best they can, right? Thank God for them. I thank God for doctors, you know, because they're fighting, helping us fight the sickness and disease. And sometimes, you know, you need to go to the doctor and they'll help get you over. Amen. While you're believing God. And don't ever tell somebody, well, if they had faith, they wouldn't go to the doctor. Well, you may think you got faith, but that person's a lot smarter than you are. Hello? Because they went to the doctor when they needed to. Don't ever feel bad about going to the doctor. Amen. But always believe God while you go. Always believe in Him. But I want us to look at some scriptures to help us establish that. Exodus chapter 15, please. Let's start there. We're going to look at these Old Testament references, and just because they're in the Old Testament doesn't mean we don't need them for today. I know we have a better covenant established on better promises, but if these are in the Old Covenant, what could be better? And it would have to include the good of the old, wouldn't it? If we've got a better covenant that has better promises, then, boy, I tell you, some of these are great. But if it's better, this is good to know then. Here in Exodus chapter 15, here in verse 26. Now, a lot of these verses will probably be familiar to a lot of you, but that's all right. I found this out in my life. If I think, well, I've heard that before, that's the time I've got to grab myself by the ear, if you will, and say, now, wait a minute. Don't let that become old to you. Because as soon as it happens, then it's not active and alive in my life, okay? Exodus 15:26. And here the Lord speaking, He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all of His statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon you which I've brought upon the Egyptians. Now notice this phrase, for I am the Lord that healeth thee, the King James says. I am the Lord that heals you. Jehovah Rapha, if you wanted the compound name, He is the Lord, our healer. I am the Lord that heals you. Now, He's talking there to them as in their covenant. Their covenant, the old covenant, was dependent upon their adherence to the law and to consider and to do everything. Thank God our covenant is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's one of the things that makes it so much better. But yet, notice here He said, we're not center up on us all the things to do there because those things are good. You know, today you ought to want to do right. I mean, I don't know anybody here that wants to live in sin, so I won't even touch that, right? But he, notice here what God said. I am the Lord that heals you. Notice he didn't say, I will be once Jesus comes. I am. I am. Remember what he said to Moses when Moses said, what's your name? He said, I am that I am. Well, if you need healing, I got good news for you tonight. He is the Lord. He is the I am your healer. Say, he's my healer. When he says that, when you read that, if he's going to heal them, then he's going to heal me because I've got a better covenant established on better promises. Exodus chapter 23. You know, over the years, it was interesting as I began looking at these. It had been a long time since I'd looked at a lot of these scriptures. And, you know, you just, sometimes you operate off memory when you need to operate off of fresh food. You know, I've eaten steak before. That doesn't mean I'm done with steak. How many would testify with that? How many of you are going to have another steak in your life or whatever your favorite food is? Just because you had it once, you're not going to live off the memory of it the rest of your life, are you? No. You know, you can't. How many coffee drinkers we have in here? Anybody drink coffee? Well, you're going to have a cup tomorrow, maybe even tonight, right? Some of you are able to handle it, and I know some folks, but just because you had it yesterday doesn't mean, well, tomorrow I'll just live off the memory of it. Well, let's not do that with the Word of God. Let's live off the fresh partaking of it. Here in Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26, he says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. I guess that would include your coffee too. I don't know. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Now notice here a couple things. He said he would bless our food, bless our water. And he said, I will take away from the sickness away from the midst of you. Now, we don't think about it so much here, but I know I've been in several countries. You would call them developing nations, whatever you want to say. But you know, a fresh and good water supply is very, very important. And I know I've talked with several folks, and they're standing on this scripture actively, that our water is blessed, that it not be a carrier of disease and cause us sickness and disease, but it's blessed, and God's taking sickness away from our midst. Glory to God. And notice then another thing there said, there wouldn't be anybody barren in the land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. I know this past August, a man and I were down in Brazil and taught in three of the different schools there, the ministry schools that we have there, the Ramas there, and then was doing a service on a Sunday at one of the churches. And just by the Spirit of the Lord, just not an audible voice, but just on the inside, I heard, pray for those who are wanting to have a baby, but for whatever reason have been unable to do so. So several couples came up, and I know we weren't back 2 weeks and already received a report that one of them was found out they were pregnant. They were praising God, just so happy and rejoicing, and several others since then. That's part of the promise, that we not be barren in the land. Glory to God. Now, there's other things there. You know, if you got herds of cattle, herds of whatever sheep, they won't be barren. If you got investments, those investments won't be barren. No matter what it is you're doing, you're going to produce fruit in the land because God has promised it to us. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Sometimes I think of Deuteronomy, I think of Lynn Mink singing that song, Deuteronomy. All the blessings of Abraham are mine. So fine, I can hear him singing it. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's look at verse 15. Here again, he makes this statement. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Tell your neighbor, all. He said, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. Now notice here again to us, the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Well, I like to think of it this way. The King James says, the Lord will take away from thee. Well, thee means me. If he's going to take it away from thee, he's talking to me. He's talking to you tonight. Take away from you all sickness. It's part of our covenant. It's part of the blessing that we have, because God is a healing God. Notice here again that God didn't start healing when Jesus walked on the earth. He's always been. That's why Jesus healed, because God's a healer. That's why he did what he did. You know, so much of what Jesus did in his earthly ministry was to reveal the Father to us, to show us who God was. He said, Thomas, if you've seen me, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hebrews 1 tells us that he's the perfect imprint, the outreign of the divine. In other words, if you saw Jesus, you saw the Father, glory to God. What would God do in that situation? Exactly what Jesus did. He said, I don't do anything of my own. He said, the Father in me, he does the work. Well, why did he heal? Because God's a healer. Deuteronomy 28. Now hear this chapter. This chapter talks about the blessings of being in covenant with God. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, you know, coming in, going out, all these different things, all your everything you have being blessed. But then it also talks about if you walk in outside a covenant, especially for the Israel as they walked outside the covenant, the curses that would come upon them, and basically everything, if you read it, you just get the idea, nothing works right. Okay? I mean, sometimes it seems like life, you know, in life, things aren't working right. I catch myself, because that's not normal for the Christian. Our things ought to work right. Things ought not be breaking down. We ought not be breaking down. Okay? You know, as we get older here, as we get more years on us, we don't have to break down, glory to God. We can go out strong. Amen? Go out strong. Here in Deuteronomy 28, now, I didn't used to think about things like that, but you know, you turn 55, you start thinking about some of those things, and you realize, you know, you probably live more life, you live more years than you may have left, but that's all right. I'm looking forward. I'm living for eternity anyway. Isn't that right? These years here, and it's just like a vapor, smoke, like grass. Now, if anybody ought to know about grass burning, it ought to be us Oklahoma folks. Amen. You know how fast it burns off. Well, that's the way life's going to appear. You know, thinking about eternity, I don't know, you know, you can't number eternity years anyway. But looking back on this short time here on the earth, it's going to seem like that. Well, there it went, just burnt that right up. But it's going to be good. Deuteronomy 28, I want us to go to verse 58 and look at the next four verses here through 61. Because these are the things that it tells us that will happen if we're not in covenant with God, if we're not in God's walking in God's grace and glory. He said, if you will not observe to do the words of the law that are written in this book, that you may fear his glorious and fearful name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues and of long continuance and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. Now notice here, he's talking about not walking and living in covenant with God, all these things coming upon us. Now the great news about this here is Galatians chapter 3 tells us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So notice that verse 61, every sickness and every plague which is not written. I mean, there's several of them written in this chapter from verse 15 on. But he said, everyone that's not even written in it, he said, it's part of the curse, but thank God we're redeemed from the curse of the law. So I don't care. You know, it seems like every year, it seems like they come up with a new plague, a new sickness, a new this to be afraid of, you know, a flu from some other part of the world coming this way, you know. I remember they had the Hong Kong flu, and then they had the Chinese flu, then they had the swine flu. Remember, I mean, every time, you know, something happened. Now they got this new mosquito-borne thing out of Brazil? What's it called? Zika, yeah, this thing, you know, it's interesting. I didn't know anything about it. We were right there where a big outbreak of it is in Brazil, in the city of Recife. And when I heard about it, I just looked at my wife and said, thank God we're redeemed. We're redeemed from that. I don't even know what it, didn't even know what it was, but I said, well, that's all right. We're redeemed from it. Doesn't matter what it was. And thank God we haven't had any issues with it whatsoever. Now, let's look at Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Now, we're not going to read every verse in the Old Testament that talks about healing. We don't have time to do that today. But these are some scriptures I think I would keep marked in my Bible if I was you, because there's so many so many great things here and to keep in mind and to, for us to have in our arsenal, if you will, when the devil and sickness and disease tries to come your way, just to get these out and read them over. Sometimes, you know, we get real quick to pray, and we pray out of, again, out of our memory, out of our head, instead of out of our heart. Get these things in you. Let the word of God be in you. Out of the abundance of your heart, let your mouth speak. You know, Mark 11:23 says, whatsoever things you, if you say with your mouth and believe in your heart, believe it in your heart. There's sometimes I say things, you know, I'll just quote these things out of here, and I know I haven't made that faith connection. Faith is something that comes out of your very spirit. All right, it's a spiritual force. Now here in Psalm 91, verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee. Here again, thee means me, so I'm going to read it that way. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Well, you know, every year, Mrs. Hagen at, over at school will lead the students. She said, it's time for us to take our flu shot. And we'll read Psalm 91, and she'll read these verses. And we'll confess, no evil shall befall me. Neither shall any plague, any flu, anything of that sort come near me in Jesus' name. Amen. These things are for us. You know, the word of God's alive. These words are just as alive today as they were when they were spoken. Because it's God's word. Now look at verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him. That him means me. And show him, here again, him means me, my salvation. Notice God, what God wants to do for you and I. With long life. You know, I don't know how many years, but I'm going to live till I'm satisfied. That's what I've decided. When I'm satisfied, then I'll, you know, decide, and that's what I'm planning on. You know, some people say, well, it's how many years? Well, I don't know. Whenever you get satisfied, I'm not in the business of judging whether or not you lived long enough. That's none of my business. You know, I know some people, I heard people talking about certain minister, you know, died. Well, they were too young. Well, how do you know how old it was long enough for them to, before they died? I mean, that's between them and their Lord, right? Between the Lord, them and the Lord. But I know this, I plan on living until I'm satisfied, and during that whole time, he's going to show me his salvation. Now, the great thing about the word salvation, it's not just being born again and becoming a child of God. I like what Scofield, any of you have a Scofield Bible? You ever seen some of his notes? You know, if you grew up Southern Baptist, you should know who Scofield is. But the Scofield Bible, in his note on Romans chapter 1, verse 16, which Romans 1:16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Scofield said that the Hebrew and Greek words for salvation and the word saved, he said, they gather into itself all the redemptive work that God did in Jesus. Now, I'm paraphrasing there, not going to quote him directly. But all the redemptive works and acts. And he said some of it is preservation, safety, soundness, and that good old Baptist doctrinal teacher said healing was part of it. The word salvation means that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You get a Baptist believe in healing, you got something done right there. Glory to God. Well, they believe God can. They just don't know if he will or not, I think, sometimes. Here he said, show him my salvation, or show him my healing. I just believe that the word of God's telling us here that live till you're satisfied and live in health the entire time. Amen. Now you think, well, you know, that sounds a little outlandish. What about brother, sister, so-and-so? What about, I'm sorry, I don't know what they believe, but I can tell you what I believe. I believe this word of God right here. And I tell you what, if I got sick and died, I'd still believe this word of God, because God's word is greater than my experience. But I fully expect to experience what God's word has to say. Does that make sense to you? All right, Psalm 103. Amen. You doing all right? Praise the Lord. Just some good things for us to go over and to remind ourselves of. Let's read the first three verses of this psalm. I like this. This is one of the classics, I think one of the more famous Bible verses that we have. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Now, most Christians would raise their hand. If I said, how many of you believe all your sins are forgiven? Most Christians, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, do you know, in the same exact verse, right after that, he said, he's forgiven all your iniquities. He's also done what? Healed all your diseases. Amen? So if your sins are forgiven, I'm telling you right now, you've been healed from disease too. Praise God. Amen? And so notice this here. Now, he said it's one of the benefits. Don't forget all of his benefits. Any of you ever worked a job that had benefits? Now, what's the thing about benefits? Do you have to act upon them? Do you have to call upon them? Absolutely. You can have benefits, but if you don't ever act on them, guess what? The employer is probably not going to chase you down to get you to use the benefits. All right? You have to act on. You have to make a demand on the benefits that belong to you. Well, same thing here. Now, God's not withholding it from us, but we got to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. Healing is part of my benefits. I thank you, Father, that you heal all my diseases. All right? And, you know, sometimes I understand when I say this. I'm not saying that that insurance company that you have is the devil. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not making this analogy, okay? But, you know, sometimes you've got to discuss and you've got to prove your case. You know, you got to take the word of God and tell the devil, get out. Here's why. Here's why I'm healed, because of these things. Well, you start quoting scripture to the devil, he's not staying around. Okay, he's not going to hang around and listen to you talk about the Bible, for sure. Psalm 107, let's look at this. Praise God. It's good to be healed, amen? Have any of you ever been sick before? I'm sure all of us have, but how many of you know being healed is a whole lot better? Isn't that right? Psalm 107, let's read verse 17 through 20 here. Says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and that they draw near unto the gates of death. Well, I've noticed sometimes it doesn't matter what food they mention, it doesn't sound good to you. You feel like you're drawing near to the gates of death. Like one guy said, you know, you feel so bad, you feel like you're going to die and afraid you won't, you know, because you just don't know if you're going to get any better. Sometimes, you know, when that. But thank God, notice verse 19, they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Glory to God. God has sent his word and healed us. Amen. Well, not just the fact that Jesus was the Word made flesh, but we have his word right here that speaks healing and life to you and I. Healing and life belongs to us. Isaiah 53. Now, you might notice we skipped all through all the Proverbs there. There's several verses in Proverbs that talk about healing and more in Psalms even. But just for time's sake, let's go to Isaiah 53. This is one of the probably the foundational stones. Because Isaiah the prophet here looks towards the cross. He prophesies and speaks about what's going to happen at the cross. And in looking at it in verse 4 and 5, I'm going to read this from the King James, and then I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Verse 4 and 5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, sometimes, you know, as you read that, it's easy to leave yourself out of the words our and we. And so I want to challenge you to make it personal. Surely he has borne my griefs and carried my sorrows. I did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Glory to God. Now, I like that chastisement of peace. That's talking about peace of mind. We don't have to go through life tormented in our mind. Mind working, glory to God. You know, I don't know where you are, but start wherever you are. I don't matter if you're old, you're young, wherever you are in life, start talking to your mind. Memory, you're good. I have a good memory in the name of Jesus. I'm not forgetful. And whatever it is, you know, all these different things, all these different, you know, dementia is a name. Alzheimer's a name, glory to God. And I know a name that's greater than all those things. Just start speaking to yourself. Now here in the Amplified Bible, in verse 4 and 5, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Now Jesus bore them. Now, if I'm carrying this, you could say I'm bearing this water bottle. If I'm carrying it, can you carry it too? No. Oh, do you need to carry it if I'm carrying it? No. So if Jesus bore your sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, that means you don't have to carry him any longer. Amen? And he carried our sorrows and pains. Glory to God. If he's carrying it, I don't have to. Of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Glory to God. Now, just briefly here, let's go over and look at two New Testament scriptures, Acts chapter 10. Let's tie this together here with what we read with the New Testament. We live in the New Covenant, right? We live in the, thank God for the old. I mean, when Paul said all scriptures given by inspiration of God, well, he was talking about the old and of course anything that would be in the new. But you know, when Paul's writing, when he's writing to the church at Ephesus, he's probably not thinking, hey, someday this is going to be in the Bible. He's just writing as the Spirit of the Lord led him to do it, right? And it just became scripture. Peter called it, that he said, sometimes Paul's sayings are hard to understand, as are some of the other scriptures. He compared it with scripture. Paul never did. But as we look at this word, realize the old covenant is the scriptures that these New Testament believers had. But here in Acts 10, look at verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now notice here, God anointed Jesus. Now who's the healer? Well, we say Jesus, but who has always been the healer? God has always been the healer. So he anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing. Notice here, it calls healing good. Right? I have a sermon, I call it, you know, kind of, I'm a kind of a Clint Eastwood Western fan, you know, and that movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I have a sermon I preach on that called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And the good is God and healing. Healing is good. Sickness is bad and ugly. All right? But the things of the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But thank God, Jesus anointed by the Holy Ghost and power. And he notice he says, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God or for the healer was with him. Notice that the people that Jesus healed, it says they were oppressed of the devil. Not one person that was sick was made sick by God. They were all oppressed of the devil. Now what was God doing? Healing through Jesus. And what does it call that? Good. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter, the second chapter. I think Isaiah 53, to me, Isaiah 53, Acts 10, and 1 Peter 2 are probably my three go-to scriptures that I go to more often than not when it comes to this area of healing and health. But, of course, Matthew 8, 17 also is a good one there, too. I mean, there's so many. There's just so many, but these are great verses. Verse 24, 1 Peter 2, 24. Who his own self, now it's talking about Jesus there, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And what tree is he talking about there? That'd be the cross, right? Right? Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, or the cross, that we, here again, we means me, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now notice Peter puts it past tense, where Isaiah put it present tense. You are healed, looking forward to it. You are healed. And here Peter's looking back at the cross, says you were healed. But remember, that's when Jesus dealt with the, here Jesus, and Isaiah talks about it, but here Jesus dealt with the source of sickness and disease. There was no sickness and disease in God's plan in the earth until sin entered in. Now, just because a person's sick doesn't mean they're in sin. Sin's in the world. You understand that? Don't, you know, sometimes we hear things like that. Oh, see, you know, you sinner, that's why you're sick. No. All right? You can be doing everything perfectly correct and the devil's going to try to attack you. Was Jesus doing anything wrong when he was in the wilderness there? He was hungry and the devil tried to tempt him, right? He wasn't doing anything. Well, don't think the devil's not going to come against you when you're doing right also. But the reason Jesus dealt with the source on the tree, on the cross, he bore our iniquities. He cared. In other words, he did away with what was the original source of sickness and disease by taking our sins upon him. And then with the stripes that he bore, it's literally the same wound. If you read Isaiah, we are healed. We are healed. And I like to say it this way. I am the healed of the Lord. If you ask me, you know, and so, sometimes there's nothing wrong with asking somebody how they're feeling, how you're doing, you know. That's all right. And you don't have to necessarily preach people a sermon. But, you can be gracious to people and be kind to them. But I tell you what, there's sometimes that I get, as soon as I get away from somebody, I say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And, you know, sometimes, now nobody in this room, nobody in here, but sometimes you get away from folks, you know, and you think, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from evil people, because all people have not faith. Paul said, you know, you got to, and sometimes, you know, Jesus, when he was ministering healing, he'd get all the unbelievers out, get all them away so that they could receive. He told that man with that had the four friends that let him down through the roof. He said, take up that bed and get out of here. Go get away from this unbelieving bunch and be healed. Glory to God. Amen. Well, praise God. That's just some verses for us to go over and to remind ourselves and to continually feed ourselves on the subject of God being our healer. He is the great physician. Thank the Lord. Thank God again, as we said, thank God for doctors and medical science. But you know, we have a greater truth than even that. Amen. And that is the fact that God is a healer. He always has been. It always has been part of God's plan for his people, that his people would live in divine healing and health. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you, Father God, that your word is true at all times. And as we've read tonight, Father, you are the Lord who heals us. You take sickness away from our very midst. You cause us to live a long life, satisfying life, all the long showing us your salvation. You've delivered us from every evil. No evil shall come near us, neither shall any plague be able to come near our dwelling. You've delivered us, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the honor, for by Jesus' stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. And we declare, I am healed today in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for it, Father. Father, I thank you right now in this room. If anybody in here is dealing with any symptoms in their body, we take authority over that in Jesus' name. Whatever the cause is, has to go. We speak words of life and healing. Speak healing in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Receive your healing, because God's word says that you are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you glory, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just don't want to embarrass anybody. I'm just a person. I can miss this. But is there anyone in here, you're facing an operation? Maybe someone didn't even know about it. If you are, I just want you to lift your hand so I know. Pray for you. Maybe you're facing something the doctor said. I just kind of had that sense. If that's not, that's all right. May not be anybody that I'm seeing. That's okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Give you praise and honor for that. Hallelujah. He's so good. Isn't he good? Why don't you lift your hands and thank him that he's good? Thank him. Lift your voices and your hands together. Lord, you are good. You are good, Lord God. You are a good God, and your mercy endures forever. Your healing mercy is for us this day. Father, we give you praise and honor. Jesus, 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 mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Greg, you need to come up here and, well, praise the Lord. Did I make it? The sun's still out? My goal was to to be done by the time, but I didn't want the sun to go down on us after getting gain in an hour. I saw a friend of mine posted, some of you may know Ray Gene Wilson, some of you may know Ray Gene. He posted on his Facebook page that this hour that we just lost was the hour he planned to go to the gym, so I guess he's not going. He was going to go work out, but I guess not now for that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She's playing up there. Well, I want to shake everybody's hand before you leave today, so I'll come on over here to the door. But why don't you all stand up? And before you go out the door, make sure you shake five or six people's hands and say, you know what? You look like the healed of the Lord. Amen? And then you can be dismissed. God bless you. We'll see you back next week at 6 o'clock. Amen.